This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If that's the medium to long-term future of car-based transportation, the near-term business imperative is very near-term. Uber and all the rest of them have a supply chain problem. Their supply of drivers. There's near constant demand for them as people cycle in and out. They're supplementing other jobs. They're getting new ones, what have you. And ride-sharing companies are all tapping the same labor pool, right? Especially in big cities. So as Marketplace's Adam Allington reports, they are finding ways to lure people in and keep them.
In certain cities, you can't throw a stick without hitting an Uber or Lyft car. But don't let that fool you. In many places, there's actually a shortage of drivers.
You know, because there really is a limited number of people willing to do this type of work.
Harry Campbell runs the popular blog The Rideshare Guy. He says Uber's been trying to boost their productivity by cutting rates for drivers while also offering incentives to bring new people in.
In places like Los Angeles, Uber and Lyft are competing very heavily with subsidies for drivers and bonus pay and promotions and all these things.
In LA, Campbell says Uber is offering a $700 bonus for new drivers. And elsewhere in Seattle, Lyft is offering $1,500. Meanwhile, other more niche companies are threatening to suck even more drivers out of the supply chain. Kimberly Toonen is the CEO of CJane Go, a new rideshare service launching today in California, which offers rides for women by women.
We wanted to come out of the gate in Orange County with 400 drivers, and we have well over double that.
There are currently some 600,000 people who drive for Uber, about half of which leave after 1 year. So the churn is huge. Lyft has roughly half that, and Lyft's Adrian Durbin says they work hard to keep them.
We believe that we treat drivers better, and by treating drivers better, we will win the battle to attract and retain our drivers.
Durbin says Lyft allows tips for all its drivers. Uber does so in two states. For its part, Uber's also rolled out plans to subsidize car leases for drivers, as well as access to retirement savings accounts and ad-free music with Pandora. In Washington, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.